This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Hour number two of USAPreparedness.com. Dr. Richard Allen Miller's with us. Chief Shane Harger is on the phone. Chief Shane Harger, welcome.
Hey, good to hear your voice, Vince. Good morning.
Shane, you and I talked at length last night, and you had some concerns in your voice, serious concerns about what's happening at the Bundy Ranch. And I mentioned during the previous hour that one of the things that you said was that the Bundy family has actually lost control of the Bundy Ranch, meaning there are so many people there who are involved in, let's say, the militia, the Patriot side, that the Bundys are no longer in control. Is that accurate?
You know, I feel that is very accurate. When you take a look at the magnitude of the circumstances, how many people are there on the ground that are involved in various aspects and functions, most of which are heavily armed, and there's really no command and control. I know that Stuart Rhodes, Oath Keepers, had gone in and attempted to bring about some order and some accountability among the people that were there. And ultimately, you know, some of his members were assaulted in the process. And Stuart, I feel, made a wise decision in ordering his troops to draw back into scouting positions in the outskirts of the base camp, just based on, you know, his observations and things that were transpiring there.
Okay. So let me just cut right to the chase. Is this a powder keg? Is this a possibility, or is there a possibility that the second American Revolution could start right there at the Bundy Ranch because tensions are so high?
You know, Vincent, I'm ashamed to say that's very likely. Unfortunately, those that were involved in the Bundy Ranch incident, you know, when it first came about, were there for honorable reasons, trying to protect and serve fellow citizens who were under siege by a tyrannical government, and most of which that were there were doing so peacefully and in a constitutional manner, with due regard for their fellow man and for the rule of law. However, circumstances have disintegrated to the point that, yes, this could very well be the beginning of something very horrible that would forever change the pages of history here within in the United States.
Well, you know, I was very concerned about that. And it seems that as part of our discussion last night, you were mentioning a lot of people are coming to spend time at the ranch. And some of the people who are spending time at the ranch are able to do so because they don't have much else going on. Is that correct?
Yes. My personal observation, and certainly the observation of other interested parties who are certainly concerned about what's going on there, have made the observation that there are quite a few people spending time at the ranch who really seem to be, for lack of a better term, welfare recipients. They just have nothing better to do. They're there just for the party, it seems like. They're not there for truly trying and bring about some order and change with regard to what's going on with the land grabbing and civil rights violations and things of that nature. And so when people that are educated and employed in positions of authority and vast experience in the rule of law and peacekeeping have gone in there and tried to bring about some order and give some good common sense direction and instruction, they've been met with some resistance from certain individuals who just seem to be fit that typical trailer trash, redneck, mentality. And I'm not trying to be derogatory or judgmental. I'm just saying that the news media has certainly tried to portray that movement as a bunch of skinhead, racist, anti-government sort of people. But the fact of the matter is there are well-meaning, highly educated, well-employed, gainfully employed people that are there. They're trying to bring about positive change. However, it seems to be a magnet for weirdos at this point. I don't know any other way to say it.
That's the media wanting to get their pound of flesh.
Yes, I concur.
Shane, Cliven Bundy, I read the statement that he made about the blacks, and my understanding from reading that was he was saying that he wasn't sure if the blacks in this country, in America, are better off now than they were when they were slaves, meaning they're economic slaves now. I believe that's what he was referring to. That's what he was, the point he was broaching. Now, would you say that his comments were racially motivated, or was it taken out of context and used by cannon fodder against him by the media?
No, I would say that, in my humble yet somewhat accurate opinion, his statements were certainly twisted and manipulated by the media. I don't think that anyone could refute that. His statements were certainly broadcast in such a manner as with specific intent to be inflammatory and to try and stir up contention amongst liberty lovers. You know, divide and conquer is sort of the way I looked at it. It was a divide and conquer strategy. That having been said, in my opinion, his statements were out of place and unnecessary, regardless of what his intention were. And I feel his intentions were pure. I really do. And for the most part, I feel like his statements were pretty accurate within the context. And meaning, yes, there are people who throughout the pages of history have been oppressed and manipulated, regardless of their race. But certainly the African American and so forth that have been manipulated and abused and used, and now, in modern day, politics, they're certainly being used and abused and manipulated again. I concur in that aspect.
Mm-hmm. And the old media is really using Cliven's statements against him. And as you said, and I was kind of surprised at how they've all joined, or almost all joined, in unison. And it's only the new media, we in the new media, who understand what Cliven Bundy was trying to say. And Richard Mack, I had lunch with Richard Mack in Springfield, Illinois, and he and I were sitting opposite each other at a restaurant and at the CSPOA event in Springfield, Illinois. And we were talking about how the media twisted what he was saying, that he was putting the women and children out in front as if, okay, if there's going to be a Revolutionary War type volley where the sides line up against each other, that the women and children would be shot first. And that's not what he said, and that's not what he meant. And you know, and I likened it to our meetups at USA Prepares on Mondays at Ziggy's restaurant, where people sit in the restaurant. We literally take over a restaurant as our hangout on Mondays, and there are some young people there that come as a family, and the families sit wherever they want. We don't tell people, okay, you sit near the door so when the shooting starts and when the bad guys come into the restaurant, you'll get shot first. We don't do that. We let people sit wherever they want, and we've never discussed who sits where. So my understanding was that's what Richard Mack was saying. He didn't tell people to move up front. It's the women wanted to be wherever they wanted to be, and that's the way it was.
Well, that is right? Also a gesture of an olive branch. You know, when a child, that's one of the things that Mahatma Gandhi did. You know, civil disobedience is one thing. Armed resistance is completely a different what's really going on. I'm going to guess at the bottom of all of this, it's China and two congressmen. It's not the government, wow. Not Bundy, not any of that.
Wow.
You know, I'm guessing that's how it'll play out in the ultimate, and it'll make a great TV series. We'll call it, I don't know, House of Cards, something where you get to see the inner workings of the way politics actually works on a one-on-one basis with different senators. It's one of the reasons Dennis Kucinich said that there's a high likelihood. He called himself the president of the Midwest, and he basically said that the United States is most likely going to provincialize into provinces like Canada, into nine different separate states with mutual interests in each state. In the Midwest, it's about corn subsidies. You know, it's out here, it's probably marijuana. Who knows? It's all varying. And something else is going on, and I'm guessing it's a foreign country involved with two senators. That's how it's going to play.
I have to agree with your comments in the sense that I think it's no secret. Anyone who watches the dinosaur media, modern media.
Isn't that interesting? modern media. There you go. Handlers and profiling. And to get this old man to talk about certain things off subject so that it can be repasted, cut and paste, into a sensation. I'm seeing it in other areas where they're using information like a weapon now.
Yes.
Shane, you were at the Bundy Ranch, and you met face-to-face with an armed agent of the federal government, and he had his muzzle of his rifle pointed right at you. Isn't that right?
That's correct. Unfortunate, but correct. You know, I was unarmed, peaceably protesting, as guaranteed under the Constitution. And, I had the barrel of an AR-15 pointed at me and someone yelling over a loudspeaker that they were going to kill me.
And you picked up your cell phone, and I believe you called Sheriff Richard Mack, and you told him they were about to kill you. Is that right?
Yes, and I made that statement because it was my sincere belief at that point.
Hold that thought. Let's talk more about that when we come back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy. Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life. No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, I posted on our website a picture of Chief Shane Harder. And I got an email back the very next day. And it's an image of Shane Harder with his cap on, his sunglasses, and he's in his patrol car. And it came back with a with some text under it, and it said, "If you throw me to the wolves, I'll return as leader of the pack, Police Chief Shane Harder." And if you go to Bing.com and you type in Shane Harder, S-H-A-N-E, H-A-R-G-E-R, comma, leader of pack, you'll get a chance to see that. So, Shane, and that's what's happening. You are now involved in the Liberty Movement to a great extent. You're traveling to protect and serve, even though you've been fired from your job as a result. And I can't think of anything else to explain this. You went to the CSPOA convention. I met you at that convention in Las Vegas. Sheriff Richard Mack was there, Sam Bushman, Kurt Crosby, a whole bunch of us were there, and you went back home and got fired. Is that what happened?
That's pretty much what happened. You know, the sentiments by the person on your website with the email calling me the leader of the pack, and their sentiments were well taken. You know, I don't consider myself the leader of anything. I'm simply a fellow servant and a member of a society that wishes to be left alone, that wants life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But unfortunately, because of my pursuit of happiness and standing for the Constitution, standing up to the TSA, it absolutely cost me my career, my job. And so I think that had a lot to do with my decision-making when I heard of what was going on at the Bundy Ranch and about these women that were being abused by these bully contractors and agents with the Bureau of Land Management. And then ultimately the straw that broke the camel's back was when they aired all over the media these photographs of this bullpen or pig pen, if you would, with signs that say First Amendment Zone. And at that point, I just saw red. I couldn't stand it anymore. I said, you know, the First Amendment is not a zone. It is not an area.
And I immediately drove down there 9 hours straight through to be with the Bundy family. This was prior to the standoff there at the protest area. And I went down there to express my opinion and, you know, my solidarity to the Constitution. And it almost cost me my life. And, you know, I've been asked multiple times, Vince, as to what caused these feds to move, what caused them to stand down. And I really don't have the answer. All I can tell you is, in my opinion, it was a miracle by the grace of God that no one was killed by these federal goons, these armed contractors and agents for the Bureau of Land Management. As a law enforcement officer of 15 years, I can tell you it is unthinkable to me or any officer that's ever worked for me that we would ever point assault rifles at men, women, and children over grass. It would not happen.
Values and belief systems, that's what it's about.
Shane, and that was my question coming back from this broadcast commercial announcement during this broadcast that I wanted to ask you. And it's since when does the United States government aim loaded and ready to fire automatic weapons at we the people? Since when do these guys do that? And, you know, if the tables were turned and we, the people, surrounded a police station, okay, and aimed semi-automatic weapons at them, they would bring in the forces and they would arrest us and we would never be heard from again. I mean, maybe that's a slight exaggeration.
If we were to do that under those circumstances, absolutely, the military would be called in. People's houses would be drone striked. You know, it is what it is. It's a situation where we, the people, who are supposed to be the masters under the Constitution, have lost our place, it seems, and become the servant all over again. Now, according to the Constitution, this is not my opinion. This is the Constitution. It's clearly stated that we, the people, have the right to shake off a tyrannical, oppressive government. When a government becomes oppressive and tyrannical, it clearly states, it's guaranteed in the Constitution, our right to shake them off.
Shane Harger, when we come back, I'd like to ask you, when the muzzle of that automatic weapon was pointed at you, the AR-15, and they come in different varieties. We have the semi-automatic version. They have the automatic versions. When that was pointed at you, was it just being pointed at you, or did you have a whole bunch of people behind you?
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse, massive crop failure, chemical or biological attack. So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone?
Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class yesterday. Yesterday, the news reported that there were 220,000 jobs created today. We learned that the economy slowed to 0.1%. Now, with 18% inflation, we're going backwards. There's no question about it. What I'm saying is you cannot believe the dinosaur media. You can't believe it. They're not trustworthy. Not only are they not trustworthy, they are complicit in deceiving we the people. And did the dinosaur media, the old media, cover Shane Harger when the U.S. government pointed a loaded assault weapon, a military weapon at you? Shane, were you the only one that they were pointing this weapon at? Did they back down? Was it covered by the media? I know I asked a lot of questions there.
Well, you know, to answer your question as best as possible, no, I was not the only person there. There was down in the Dry Riverbed, just near the interstate overpass where the barricade was set up for the Bureau of Land Management. There was approximately 350 protesters there. Now, there was easily another 750 up at a staging area near the interstate. And there was quite a few video cameras and news media sources that were down in the trenches, so to speak, but these were not dinosaur media. These were, you know, the modern media, the liberty-loving media. These were not prostitutes. And they were doing their best to give an accurate account to the people as to what was truly transpiring. But the dinosaur media in no way covered what was truly happening there.
You know, I have to say something here. This is an example of where transnational corporations overrule the government. The government was hired by us. We pay their salary. They work for us. When they are turned against us, who can do that? It isn't about government anymore. I think something else is going on. And basically, our rights are being taken away from us. And that's okay. We need to focus more on responsibility. That's what I see this whole thing is leading toward. I think there's something else going on here.
Rick, we do need to focus on responsibility, but we do have rights, and I'm interested in protecting them. And you know, when I considered running for sheriff, one of the very first things I did was call Shane Harger. Shane, you remember that call?
I do.
And I asked Shane if he'd be with me. And I believe you said you would be. So, you know, Shane, many of us need to run for office. We need to take back the United States of America. We need to restore it to its former greatness because of the damage that the government has allowed to happen and fostered to happen.
Yes.
Because Shane,
if I
believe,
can comment on that here. Go ahead.
I believe that the result that we have today, the damage that has been done to the United States of America, is the cumulative effect of the additive effect of the individual greed of people just summed up over time, added to the corporate greed and the political greed. You put all that together and it's destroying and almost has brought us to our knees. Well, actually, we are at our knees, I believe. Please comment.
Yes. You know, the checks and balances were put into place by the framers of this country, and they were put there for a reason. When you remove those checks and balances, then what happens is things begin to spiral out of control and the scales begin to tilt. Now, those checks and balances were put there to keep those that would seek power and influence and want to be tyrannical and rule over others, which had occurred time and time again throughout history. Those checks and balances were put in place. And one of those checks and balances in our system was so that we would have elected officials, homegrown people that were accountable to their aunts and cousins and neighbors and brothers. Now, when you start removing that fabric, and start removing those basic building blocks, like the office of sheriff, look at some of these states that have completely abolished the office of sheriff. What a foolish thing to do. And so, yes, if we will get people on the very basic level, get back to the basics, your basic fundamentals, your basic building blocks, start with the sheriff. He's a peacekeeper. He's someone that is elected by the people. It's not a bureaucracy. The BLM is a bureaucracy. They're bureaucrats, and they have agendas. They're not there for the people. The sheriff is there for the people. Now, I am a firm believer that if we will just simply start with the basics and reaffirm the position of sheriff and how that person's job is not to impose penalties and fines and unreasonable fees on people and milk them of their substance, but rather to serve them and protect them and keep them out of harm's way, I think that's the very basic thing that we can do to get back to what this country was founded on.
You know, the sheriff of Sherwood Forest, there you go. I agree with everything that you've said. And really, the sheriff is a symbol of that community. And that's why there are different sheriffs, different kinds of communities. And that's why I think there's something else going on here. I think that there's, I don't not. Those are elected officials. So what's going on? I don't have a clue. I have a friend, Nick Begich. His younger brother is a junior senator from Alaska. And Mark is not probably going to run again because the whole thing's nuts. He can't believe what's going on in Washington. It's they're no longer having control of what they do. It's been interwoven with agreements and mutual advantages, things they're trying to get for their local people, and it's been manipulated by handlers and profiling. And the whole thing could be run by a supercomputer that takes on a national or transnational corporation that's above the government. Right. So I think the problem really is right now what's going on. There is no gross national product.
Shane, what is your biggest concern about what's happening with the Bundy Ranch? And I understand thousands more militia are on their way. The interstate had been closed. There's a no-fly zone over the Bundy Ranch. What is your greatest concern about what may happen there and what may unfold in your opinion? You were there.
Well, I feel like it's a lose-lose situation at this point, Vincent. If those that are on the ground don't behave themselves and they do something that's going to incite some type of a civil war or riot, we lose because, everyone associated with the Liberty Movement that had anything to do with the Bundy Ranch is then going to be guilt by association. On the other side of the coin, if the government does a drone strike or goes in and targets those people, we're at odds end. What I feel is, all I can do is all I can do. What is within my realm of control is what I'm going to have to worry about. My immediate realm of control. And I would encourage everyone within the sound of my voice to do the same thing. Worry about what's in your immediate realm of control. And those other things, all we can do is hope and pray. Now I can tell you the circumstances are not optimal. There's not quality leadership on the ground there. People have lives and families and jobs and obligations. And so everyone that had gone in initially to try and thwart this horrible action by the federal government where they're abusing people, people started having to move out and get back to life as usual in a sense. And those that are staying there and camping out, for the most part, there's a lot of people there that just have nothing better to do. They're there for the excitement, the notoriety, if you would. I don't like a camera stuck in my face. I don't want popularity. I'm not looking for grandstanding. When I went there, I didn't do interviews with the media, and there's a few local people that had asked me a few questions, certainly some radio shows that asked me some questions because they were simply wanting me to feed them information. But there are people there now that are grandstanding. They're quick to posture. They're quick to show off their firearms. And that's just not what this was about in the first place, and it's not what it should be about now.
Shane,
values. I do. You're right.
Shane, did the armed federal agent who pointed the muzzle of his rifle at you, when you asked him to put it down, to understand that, you were unarmed, was he willing to put that weapon down? Was he willing to negotiate with you? Was he willing to say, I think Shane Harger's a good guy, and I kind of understand him? Or was he standing there in full battle dress uniform, and did he stay positioned with his rifle aimed at you?
Well, absolutely, he stayed positioned with his rifle aimed at me. I mean, to paint a mental picture for all your listeners, imagine all these beefed up BLM, Bureau of Land Management, SWAT vehicles and trucks with their lights and push bumpers and all this. They literally formed a barricade with these vehicles, and they are hunkered behind these vehicles as though they were on the streets of Baghdad under a full-on assault by insurgents. That's literally the way they were acting. They are hunkered down, cowered behind these shields, and on the other side of their barricade is men and women sitting on horseback, holding American flags and holding signs that say, no BLM. It is totally out of context. completely disproportionate. And so when I went,
where did BLM? I worked with BLM for 35 years. Where did BLM get assault vehicles?
You know, it's a good question. Whether this was loaned to them by Vegas Metro.
BLM is on horseback. Give me a break, or at least they're all up here in Oregon. If they're going to do anything, this is crazy. Now, where did they get them?
That's a good question. You know, follow the dollar sort of thing. See where
that's
it leads.
Exactly correct. And I don't have any money. Do you have any money? Well, who has money?
Not in today's society.
Shane, when we come back, I'd like to draw the picture of a potential drone strike on the Bundy Ranch and contrast that with the shock and awe that the United States military showed during the Gulf War. Could that happen at the Bundy Ranch?
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
I'm a very bad man, and today I watched you leave for work. Then I kicked your door and took your stuff. Without a door devil reinforcing your door frame, it was like you invited me. Don't worry, I'll check back in a couple weeks. Once you've got new stuff.
Door devils are available at participating Ace Hardware stores and locksmiths. Or visit DoorDevil.com.
Tired of taking handfuls of vitamin pills? Look and feel super with a great-tasting lipid vitamin and mineral supplement called Passion 4 Life. This incredible one-ounce daily drink can lead to better stamina and energy due to faster, more complete absorption. Passion 4 Life contains 135 all-natural whole food ingredients. It's the best-tasting, most powerful product of its kind on the market. Order now by calling 844-TRY-LIFE or find out much more about Passion for Life by visiting 844-TRY-LIFE.com. 844-TRY-LIFE.com.
Mother's Day is right around the corner. If you haven't ordered your Mother's Day flowers yet, make sure to visit ProFlowers.com for an amazing deal. ProFlowers has a Mother's Day special for radio listeners. Get 100 gorgeous blooms for mom with a free glass vase for $19.99. And if you want to make her day even more special, upgrade to a premium vase and add gourmet chocolates for just $9.99 more. Mom will be so happy when she unwraps her beautiful bouquet of blooms, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least one full week. Each time she looks at her Mother's Day flowers, she'll think of you. But hurry, this deal expires soon, so make sure to place your order today. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to ProFlowers.com/radio right now and enter the code PLOW, P-L-O-W, ProFlowers.com/radio, code PLOW, P-L-O-W. That's ProFlowers.com/radio, and enter code PLOW, P-L-O-W.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why today?
God, you're
take
when you go to the
easy
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Finelli.
Back in March of 2003, a little over 10 years ago, the United States military bombed Baghdad, Iraq. Just bombed it and bombed it and bombed it and just lit the city on fire. It was horrific. And the media referred to it as shock and awe. And anybody near there saw the shock and awe of the tremendous destruction leveled by the U.S. military on a sovereign nation. Shane Harger, my question to you is it possible that the United States government would level shock and awe on the Bundy Ranch and just level it with a drone strike? Is that possible? Can it get that far out of hand so that they would demonstrate to we the people, you guys better back down because you're next? What do you think?
Well, Vince, unfortunately, I feel like it is absolutely possible, and also I feel like it is plausible. When you look at similar situations, for example, Waco, Texas, what took place in Waco, Texas, was very unfortunate and disgusting on so many different levels. But yes. when you look at the backstory of what was going on in Waco, Texas, military was used against that, that ranch. It was used against those people, and the media lied to the American people about what transpired there. And so it's already happened once. It wasn't a drone that was used. They used tanks and flamethrowers and incendiary devices and machine guns. Now,
and they also got to test some new technology called synthetic telepathy.
Yeah.
I was there. I saw that. They got to practice with new technology.
Human guinea pigs.
Yeah, I know. It's unbelievable. And I don't think it's the government. I think something even more sinister is possibly going on.
Well, you made that statement several times throughout this interview. What I have to say is anyone who has the ability to do any basic research at all can very quickly validate your suspicions. And when you look at what's going on with China and the amount of property and resources that are being gobbled up, if you would, by China within America, it would lead any prudent or reasonable person to believe that there's something far more sinister in the background than just people standing up for their civil rights and the government not liking
it. There you go. Now you're getting the bigger picture. And that is what the American public has to start realizing right now. We are becoming Mexico. The difference between between the haves and the have-nots?
Well, I have a very intimate... Go ahead.
Go ahead.
I was going to say that...
Go ahead.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I was going to say that, you know, based on that comment about we are becoming Mexico, the haves and the have-nots, I have a very intimate knowledge of the Mexican culture and the people that are Mexican nationals, and I have a large number of family members that live there that fled America, if you would, to a better life, as crazy as that may sound.
Yeah, well, they have the family still intact. That's one thing they have. I was really impressed with that part of Mexico. The children were happy.
Absolutely. So what were you saying, Vincent?
Well, Shane, hour number one, we talked about hunters and how many hunters there are in the United States, and there's millions and millions of them. But my understanding from hunters is, you know, they wait till hunting season to buy a box of cartridges, like 50 cartridges. Do you think the American hunters are going to come to the rescue of we the people? Do you think we are going to come to our own rescue or not? What are your thoughts, Shane?
I think Steven.
My gracious. Well, I think that it's certainly a difficult circumstance trying to rearrange the furniture on the Titanic.
You're right. You're absolutely right. Shane Harger, thanks so much for being with us. We'll have you back again and again. Thanks for your patriotism and your support, your encouragement. Dr. Richard Allen Miller, thanks so much for being with us, as you are every Thursday. Class, this is USAPrepares.com, and above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next?
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.